This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. As of Friday, March 25th, 2022, Montana reports 272,397 confirmed COVID-19 cases, with 45 new cases of coronavirus infection reported since yesterday. 6 new cases in Cascade County, that's Great Falls. 6 new cases in Lewis and Clark County, Helena, the state capital. 6 new cases in Yellowstone County, Billings and the Crow Indian Reservation. And more new cases in 15 more Montana counties. The number of active coronavirus cases in Montana is 426. Currently, 27 people are being treated in Montana hospitals for COVID-19. 3,242 people have died in Montana of COVID-19. Nationwide, more than 974,000 Americans have died. There have been 79,800,000 cases of coronavirus in the U.S. and counting. Bozeman City officials are laying the groundwork for paid parking in downtown Bozeman. The city also is working on parking benefit zones in nearby residential areas. Parking benefit zones, a divisive topic in 2020, involves creating areas around downtown where on-street parking would be primarily reserved and restricted to residents with permits. City commissioners approved an ordinance in August 2020 that allowed for the establishment of parking zones to, quote, protect residents near the downtown core from spillover parkers, unquote. City staff recommended to commissioners that they implement paid parking rates downtown during peak season, May 1st to September 30th, to pay for the existing parking system and provide additional transportation money, including the potential for an additional parking garage. Several commissioners said they wanted to see other parking options explored more fully. A 29-year-old snowboarder died after a fall at Big Sky Resort on Wednesday. Chandler Pelletier, 29, of Belgrade, died after he fell while in an area of steep terrain known as the North Summit Snowfield. Another Wednesday accident at Big Sky left a Utah woman with severe injuries, including a shattered skull. Michaela Willis of Park City was competing in an extreme skiing event. Because of the severity of her injuries, she was airlifted to a hospital in Billings. 3 skiers were injured after being swept downhill in a 400-foot-wide avalanche south of Cook City on Thursday. A group of 6 skiers had split into pairs and simultaneously descended 3 separate but neighboring avalanche paths on the west side of Woody Ridge near an area locally known as K&B's. After skiing about halfway down, the group triggered an avalanche that bridged the 3 paths, breaking about 3 feet deep, 400 feet wide, and about 400 to 500 feet down the slope. 3 skiers were caught by the avalanche, 1 of each pair, and 3 skiers were watching their respective partners from safe zones and were not caught. Those members helped to extract their partners, perform field first aid, and all 6 then evacuated to Cook City. Earlier this past week, a man in his 50s died while snowmobiling near Big Sky Monday. It was at least the 4th snowmobiler death in the area since the beginning of the year. In addition to the snowmobiler deaths, a man died in an avalanche while riding a snow bike near Cook City in February. Roads in Yellowstone National Park opened to bicyclists for a short spring shoulder season on Friday. For 3 weeks, bicyclists and e-bikes can ride on 49 miles of park roads without vehicle traffic. Roads open to cars at 8 a.m. on April 15th. In the meantime, bicyclists can ride the Grand Loop Road between the west entrance of the park in West Yellowstone and the north entrance of the park at Mammoth Hot Springs. They can also ride from the east entrance of the park to the east end of Sylvan Pass as conditions allow. People planning to bike through Yellowstone should expect to share the road with a few snowplows and other motorized vehicles operated by park employees or construction workers. Weather conditions change quickly in Yellowstone, and temporary closures are possible. There may be snow and ice covering sections of roads, and no services are available apart from some restrooms. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.